the thousands of books I devoured as a child and the hundreds that I loved with a passion, there were three that I read again and again. Each of them made me know that I wanted to be an author. I knew I wanted to be able to create the kind of story that made other people so absorbed in it they didn't know or care about anything else that was happening. The Ghost of Thomas Kemp by Penelope Lively made me long to find my own ghost and live in the world and meet the people that Lively created. A Little Princess by Frances Hodgson Burnett got me interested in history and made me want to travel to India. The Magic Finger by Roald Dahl made me realise I was not alone in finding the hunt and shoot and fishing world in which I was growing up so disturbing. I credit it as the book that gave me the confidence to become a vegetarian. I have a huge amount of respect for all three of those writers still. When I met Penelope Lively at a book festival a few years ago, I was as starstruck as a teenager. I always admire writers who can make me think differently about things or places or time periods, such as Sally Vickers and Jonathan Coe. I love the way Mavis Cheeke's books can make me laugh and make me empathise with her characters. I'm a fan of Sebastian Foulkes because he is able to write on so many different themes and yet still draw the reader into each of those worlds. I admire Mary Wollstonecraft and Charles Dickens for bringing about genuine social change through their campaigning writing. I'm also a huge fan of Agatha Christie. I get very tired of the detractors who dismiss her by saying she's not a serious writer. Christie's talent for plotting and storytelling has made her one of the world's most recognised names, and I especially love her travel writing. Her memoir, Come Tell Me How You Live, about life on her husband's archaeological dig, is as easy to read as a novel and a fascinating insight into life in the Middle East. I also have a huge amount of respect for J.K. Rowling. Not only did she get children reading at a time when the death of the children's book was being foretold, but she spawned an entire industry. When I walked through Orlando Airport and saw the signs for Harry Potter World, I felt such pride in thinking an author did that. In recent months, with the world feeling in such a perilous state, my mind keeps going back to a book I read at the age of 19. It was Last Waltz in Vienna by George Clare, his diary of being a Jewish teenager in Vienna in 1938. A writer doesn't have to be famous to make you think and feel and remember their work. I read George Clare's book only once, but I've never been able to forget it.